This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1881. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded June 8th, Alaska, Argentina, Bangladesh, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, France, Germany, Indonesia, International Waters, Italy, Korea North, Mali, Myanmar, North America, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Solomon Islands, South Carolina, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, more logs of the non-voice, visible text only DRM transmissions from the U.S. Coast Guard in Kodiak, Alaska. George NJ3H in Oregon says he heard it on 6850 June 1st at 0457, part of their rotating frequency schedule, and heard later that same day at 14 UT on the same frequency by Walt Samaniv in Victoria, B.C. Then on June 7th, Walt was hearing them on 8,000 kilohertz exactly, with the heading Standard PRBS on Channel 1 of DRM. Also heard by George in Oregon on 8,000 June 7th at 0455. As for regular AM broadcasts from Alaska, Dave Volko reports to Hardcore DX hearing KNLS on an unexpected frequency, 11885. This was June 5th at 1200 UT, going from Mandarin to English. Wolfgang Büschel says the schedule frequencies for transmitter 2 should have been 9655 in Chinese and then 7355 in English. However, it's not too surprising that in midsummer they might go up to the 25-meter band. Since June 1st, I've been hearing an additional Spanish broadcast from Rai, Argentina to the world, via WRMI, at 14 UT on 11580, which was sort of an available hour for something other than they had been carrying. For quite a while, it was just world music, which we always enjoyed. This was a repeat of the previous day's 22 UT broadcast on 5950. But in this case, the 1400 broadcast, according to the schedule grid, is 6 days a week, also on Saturdays, even though I think there are only 5 days a week of programming from Argentina. And furthermore, the broadcast containing the DX program on Friday was repeated the following Monday. Apparently, the DX program, originally in Spanish, is translated into all the languages. I've heard it in French and Spanish and English, at least. And the exact time of it during the 1 hour, or in the case of French, half-hour broadcast, varies considerably. But I did monitor it on UT June 3rd, Saturday, between 0114 and 0125. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I recorded the 13580 English transmission of Bangladesh Betar between 1745 and 1900 UT on May 31st and June 1st using the Utventa SDR receiver in the Netherlands, primarily to get a first-hand report on the impact of Cyclone Mora on Bangladesh. Reception wasn't great on the first day, at least initially, and the poor signal combined with the accented English made it difficult to understand the news. Much better the second day, however. During that broadcast, there were brief, a few seconds, but several times, interruptions by co-channel interference of Chinese music, possibly Firedrake. I wonder if they were testing a transmitter at Urumqi, which is known to use this frequency. Also during these recent Bangladesh broadcasts, there is an announcement about the external service now being on 90 megahertz in Dhaka between 1830 and 02 hours local time, 1230 and 20 UT. Their website says the 90.0 megahertz transmitter has a power of 5 kilowatts. Chris Krug in Tulsa says NBC Bougainville 3325 has been a tough catch all year, but I actually heard some content on May 29th and again June 1st around 1050 UT. Island music with a deep-voiced announcer SINPO 13411 both days, barely visible on the waterfall, and no copy on June 2nd. On the California coast, Ron Howard has much better luck hearing Bougainville and has been reporting it day after day. The sign-off time varies. I'll say what it was on the different dates he logged it. June 2nd until 12:01, June 3rd until 11:50, June 4th, 11:47, June 5th, 12:01, and June 6th at 11:58. Sometimes there is interference from the Indonesian on the same frequency, which might still be on the air after Bougainville signs off. Since last October, Daniel Winions in Mato Grosso has been reporting his DX to his own blog rather than sources such as Hardcore DX. But we are reminded of this in DX fanzine because one of the things in its blog is a updated list of active Brazilian stations on the tropical bands with some information about them, including their websites. Here's the blog address where you can find that and everything else he reports. dxbrazil.blogspot.com.br. Kevin DeReus in Otley, Iowa, inquired of the Central do Ouvinte at EBC in Brazil about the reason why the Amazonian service has been missing for a few months from 6180 and 11780 and got a reply in Portuguese from Bruna Alves, which says, more or less, it was hit by lightning, their power substation and some antennas. That's why there's no signal on those frequencies. Nor have I seen any DX reports of them, except for this one, which just came in, dated May 26th, from Anker Petersen in Denmark, on 6180.01. He says he heard Radio Nacional da Amazônia with a Portuguese conversation, but it was not heard on June 1st when he checked at 0150. The only signal on 6180 listed is CRI in English, southwards from Kashgar, East Turkestan, between 23 and 02 UT, which I can often barely hear in the absence of Brasilia. In the Radio Escutas group, Ariovaldo Lobrito in Brazil says the Brazilian Digital Radio Association, ABRADIG, has been carrying out DRM tests. Well, at least on one day, he mentioned, June 5th, on the 25 and 31 meter band, but no further details. 1225 might be 11780, where there used to be the very high power transmitter. But these tests, he says, are with only 200 watts. As for the 31 meter band, WRTH shows 9750 was the frequency once used for DRM tests in Brazil, and they were only 150 watts. I was pleased to hear on June 2nd that the reactivated Trenton Military Volmet broadcasts from Canada have finally set their clock correctly. Instead of being 4 hours slow or 61 minutes slow, the Zulu times were correct on 6754 at night, 15034 in the daytime. Hardly anything propagating on the 16-meter band June 5th at 2347, but a very weak song on 17875. That frequency had been unoccupied, but it's currently the substitute frequency for the CNR 10 program, which is normally on medium wave in Beijing, but that transmitter is reported to be off for maintenance. This may last until June 30th. The schedule, according to the ALCI listing, is from 23 until 13 UT, except for the Tuesday siesta at 06 to 09. And the transmitter site is Dongfang on Hainan Island. In WRTH, CNR 10 is called Voice of Old Age or Senior Citizen Radio. There's an even weaker signal on 17780, which is another substitute for the CNR 16 service. Wolfgang Büschel points out that the Dongfang site is a secret jamming facility, but now using 100 kilowatts in the AM mode, They've also registered 30 kilowatts in DRM, which can amount to jamming if employed that way. I suppose because of these substitute broadcasts, there may be a little less jamming than usual. Last week, I indicated that Dongfang was substituting for the Urumqi East Turkestan site of China Radio International, because that site is also off for maintenance. But Kai Ludwig says this was a mix-up. As far as he knows, Dongfang is not substituting for Urumqi. It's only substituting for the domestic service from Beijing on certain frequencies. In the Condition List, Claudio Galas in Chile reports hearing the Esperanto service from Radio Havana, Cuba, at an unexpected time and frequency, Sunday, June 4th, at 14:07 until off abruptly at 14:25 on 15230. So it remains to be heard whether this was a mistake, a one-time, or an actual new schedule broadcast for that language. Manuel Mendez in Spain forwards news from Atlantic 2000 International, which has an address in France, that they'll be broadcasting their 35th anniversary show the weekend of June 10th and 11th via the 6070 transmitter in Germany. That's Saturday at 08:09 and Sunday at 19:20 UT. More to last week's item about the temporary broadcasts of Radio der Documenta 14 via the Kahl Germany site on 15560. Ivo Ivanov says it's a 1 kilowatt transmitter in English at 06 to 08 UT and 15 until 18. However, in shortwave bulletin, Christer Brunström in Sweden says when he listened June 2nd at 0740, there was an interview in English about Greek musical instruments, and also in the evening hours with programming in Indonesian. The ID seemed to be Kuru Radio, K-U-R-U, which apparently is an Indonesian broadcaster. If you can actually hear Voice of Indonesia, Pakistani DXer Abid Hussein Sajid says, the Voice of Indonesia has announced the question of the international quiz. If you take part, you could win a trip to Indonesia. Good luck. Thanks to news from Stephen Greenier in New Zealand DX Times. We have info about Project Amelia Earhart, the 80th anniversary of her around-the-world flight. Well, not quite around. Brian Lloyd is piloting an aircraft called the Spirit, equipped with ham radio on SSB. And you might be able to hear or even contact him during the flight. Here are the voice frequencies, 14210, 14346, 18117.5, 7130, and 7185.5. His call sign is Whiskey Bravo 6, Romeo Quebec, November. No website and no exact dates are given for this special activity. Roger Tyer in Germany reports that the Italian pirate time signal station, calling itself Italcabo, has moved off 15 megahertz exactly. He heard it on 15004.5 LSB, June 4th at 0650 UT. So apparently they've decided to quit blocking WWV directly. Let's hope they stay off 15 megahertz. Ron Howard has been monitoring closely the various clandestines from South to North Korea, including Voice of Freedom, which was originally on 6135, but lately part of the time has been on 5920. Howard reports that as of June 7th, a Korean DXer reported to the WRTH-FB hearing it on 5940 instead of 5920. And the day before, North Korean jamming was on 5920. But by the next day, the subject of the jamming had already moved to 5940. Furthermore, Ron Howard says that Shokase Sea Breeze, that's the service originating in Japan about abductions by North Korea, had made a bad frequency choice as of June 4th for their 13 to 14 UT broadcast heard on 7215 with co-channel interference from China Radio International. 7215 had been in use for their other Shokazi broadcast at 16 to 17 UT, but Ivo Ivanov says that one has moved down to 6090, including presumably English on Thursdays only during both hours. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1881. Also bringing you the ever-growing website worldofradio.com, both of which are completely non-commercial. Our thanks this week for voluntary financial support from Robert McEntee in Austin, Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. That doesn't necessarily have to be in U.S. funds, as PayPal will do the conversion. One may also contribute in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank by check or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. I was hearing CRI in English with a lot of fading on 17630, June 7th at 1419. That's during an hour when, for a long time during some seasons, the listings have shown CRI English via two different sites at the same time, Bamako, Mali, and Urumqi, East Turkestan. Now, according to Ivo Ivanov, as of June 6th, all broadcasts via Mali, scheduled in various languages, have been replaced with CRI playing music and with Chinese announcements. So I guess, as usual, I was not hearing Mali, but instead Urumqi. That's the usual situation in North America, since it's aimed at us, while Mali is one-fifth the power aimed east. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania was surprised to hear Myanmar on 5985, presumably via Long Path before sunset at 2301 UT, June 2nd. Nothing else scheduled on the frequency at that time. There was talking and singing, sounded like Southeast Asian music. It was gone by midnight UT as morning was progressing over there. Next day he went on a mini de-expedition but did not hear it quite as well. June 3rd, the signal was already on with a 1 kHz tone at 2245 until 2255, apparently starting programming with music just after 2300. The latest favorite frequency of Antichrist Pirate in North America, station YHWH, has been 7585, even reaching New Zealand. Brian Clark reports it in New Zealand DX Times. May 17th, heard regularly but at poor level, at 0456. On May 18th, it closed at 0509. Also reported on 7585 in early June by several listeners in Eastern North America, including Walt Salmaniv. Seems he's been checking for it every night, and he says it was missing on June 6th and 7th, not only from 7585, but any other frequencies where it's been heard before on 7 MHz. I'm seldom monitoring during the 03 UT hour, so I'm glad Robert McEntee in Texas was on 9540. June 1st, he was hearing Western pop music with two male announcers in animated DJ-speak English, but he couldn't copy any details. He wondered if it was really Oman as listed, since the music was so westernized. I reply, yes, Oman does play lots of Western pop music in its English hours. It's really a simulcast of a domestic FM frequency 90.4, evidently for expats or visitors. The other English hour is 14 to 15 UT on 15140, but it's not been audible here for quite some time. However, on June 4th at midnight 33, I had an S4 carrier with a trace of music on 15140, about the only signal on the band besides the much stronger Cubans. And I suspect that was Radio Sultanate of Oman during its Arabic service, which supposedly runs between 15 and 22 UT only. But it's well known often to forget the change to another night frequency. Besides Bougainville on 3325, Ron Howard has been monitoring two other Papua New Guinea stations active on 90 meters, Madang on 3260, and Milne Bay on 3365. They also go off the air at times varying after 1200 UT in early June, while 3275 Southern Highlands has not been on the air when checked on June 3rd and 6th. Bob Wilkner in Florida reports to NASMA that Radio Huanta 2000 in Ayacucho, Peru, may have gone silent. At least he has not heard it for a fortnight on 4747.5 as of June 3rd. I've now confirmed that Radio Chasqui Peru 5980 is once again recessing about 6 to 7 seconds later per night as its auto timer cutoff is slipping just like it was around 0100, but now it's going off a sesquihour earlier. As of June 5th, the cutoff time of the just barely audible carrier was 11 and a half seconds past 23:34. About SIBC, Solomon Islands 5020, Ron Howard in California reports. They sometimes cut off just after 1200 UT, but sometimes stay on longer. They must be relaying their One Talk FM. June 6th, they ran past 1235, but they no longer give any specific IDs for One Talk FM, just frequent brief generic spots with no IDs. On Sundays, however, heard as late as 1241, they play nonstop Christian songs in English. On June 1st, Brother Scare returned to WWRB, reoccupying the previous frequencies, probably amounting to 24/7 service, 9370 in the daytime and 3185 at night, but have not yet caught what times they're making the changeover. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that since Spain has been using 15520 as early as 14 UT on weekends, it collides with Turkey's English broadcast already on 15520, starting at 1630. Both of them are aimed eastward. On very short notice, apparently only via FB, BBC World Service preempted other programming for live coverage of the One Love Manchester concert, June 5th between 18 and 21 UT on a number of frequencies. Details in DX Listening Digest, but it's all over now. Via Mike Terry, Radio Caroline, the notorious one-time pirate, has now been authorized in the UK to broadcast with 1 kilowatt on 648 kilohertz, which many of us recognize as a frequency once used by the BBC World Service. It'll be a while before they're on the air, perhaps before the anniversary of the Marine Offenses Act, says Steve Witt. That would be August 15th. Via David Cole, Politico.com reported June 1st, White House eyes Bannon ally for top broadcasting post. He's Michael Pack, P-A-C-K, president and CEO of the Claremont Institute, a California-based conservative institute that's been called the academic home of Trumpism by the Chronicle of Higher Education. This position, with recent changes, would give the appointee unilateral power over the U.S. government's messaging abroad, reaching millions. Pack is a conservative documentarian with ties to White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. Here's a blog with lots of photos of the VOA Greenville site by Paul Thirst, who was quite impressed. He visited there on, or reported about it on April 30th. It's www.engineeringradio.us/blog. If you look through it, you'll find the part about Greenville. He also has a number of other interesting posts above and below it. The oldest channel of WRMI, 9395, sometimes parallel to 9455, it seems, is now inserting 5-minute VOA newscasts at various variable times. Ken Zicke in Michigan heard one at 0210 UT, May 31st. Richard Langley in New Brunswick heard it June 2nd, 5 minutes earlier at 02:05. June 3rd at 02:45. I ran across it June 4th, ending at 22:28. Presumably the latest hourly edition from the VOA stream and maybe at many other spots during the 24 hours. It's not a bad idea, since VOA makes itself so hard to hear on shortwave otherwise, but we'd rather have them at reliable times such as our tops or our bottoms. And another one I caught, June 5th at 13:10. WRMI has changed the URLs for its webcasting of System B and System D. You'll find the correct links now at our World of Radio schedule page via worldofradio.com. One of our longtime World of Radio affiliates is KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, Idaho. I understand they're undergoing a massive fundraising campaign to boost their signal and reach more people than ever before in that deeply conservative wing of the nation. They hope to bring their uniquely progressive programming to more than double their current audience and expand their signal range well beyond the present reach. What's going on at WTWW, or should I say what's going off? June 2nd at 2010, I found two of their three frequencies missing, and June 4th at 1840, all three were off the air. Another June schedule change for Brother Hysterical. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria likes to monitor WWCR 15795 during the 11 to 12 UTR when it's not all in English. They ordinarily have Arabic at 11:15 weekdays and Russian for a quarter hour at 11:30. However, on June 7th, he was hearing Brother Hysterical from 10 to 11 on that frequency, and he continued until 1200. Remains to be heard whether that's a permanent change or a mistake. I've been hearing an open carrier on 1630 kilohertz from KKGM, Fort Worth, Texas, such as June 3rd at 0610 UT, making a subaudible heterodyne with another 1630 station of about 7 hertz, KCJJ in Iowa. Thanks to a tip from Mark Sills in Dallas, Texas, who informed me that he had been hearing a loud roar for a couple of days on their frequency, had trouble getting through to them on the phone, and finally, when he did, they said it was the telephone company's fault. They could not control the transmitter or even turn it off. Still dead air doing this when I checked at 0611 UT, June 4th. Robert McEntee in Texas and I have been hearing Republic of Yemen Radio 11860 around midnight UT, but not a good signal this time of year or that time of day. I find it interesting to check out the monitoring files published by the International Telecommunication Union, where they make some guesses about where this is coming from besides Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Some other possibilities are Eritrea, Egypt, or UAE. Lots of sporadic EDX lately if you monitor FM in North America. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 25 and 5 June 16th with G1 minor storm levels. Solar flux 78, except a spike to 80 June 12th and starting June 27th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1881.